We continue to talk Cardinals, Titans, big win for Arizona. Here to give us his thoughts, publisher of the All Cardinals site for SI.com, Howard Balzer, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Howard, I didn't expect to be talking to you Monday morning talking about a 25-point Cardinals win, but here we are. Pretty impressive debut.
I don't think anybody expected that. The first line of the story I wrote yesterday afternoon was, no one saw this coming. And I think that's fair to say, not that any of us didn't believe that if the Cardinals played the way they were capable of, that they couldn't go into Nashville and win. I think we all believe that, but I don't think there was anyone, like we're saying, that thought the game would open the way it did, especially on defense, with all the penalties on the first drive on offense, and figuring, here we go again, and then to have the game go on and continue to be the way it was pretty amazing to watch. And so now you have to build on it, obviously, but man, that just showed what this team is capable of.
Yeah, so overreaction Monday in week one, Cardinals come out with an MVP candidate in Kyler Murray and a defensive player of the year candidate in Chandler Jones. The latter seems very, very reasonable. Did you find it interesting that Chandler chose not to talk after the game? What do you think is going on behind the scenes that's fueling this story?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, he's still, I don't know if peeved or upset is the right word, but he was hoping. And I think a lot of people, guys, have characterized this a little bit wrong, and that is, well, he wants to be paid more now. Well, yeah, he wants a contract extension. I mean, let's remember, he is making $15.5 million this year in the final year of his contract. But the whole trade talk and, it was more, okay, well, if you're not going to extend me and keep me around because I would like for that to be the case, then maybe you should look at dealing me. And I think the Cardinals would like to keep him around. Obviously, after yesterday, people are just saying the usual, pay the guy. Well, sure, the Cardinals know they have to pay him, but what is that pay for a guy that next year will be 32 years old? How do you structure a contract that makes sense for both sides? But so I think in non-talking, he hasn't talked all summer to the media, didn't talk after the game, and I think he realizes and everyone realizes a lot of the questions will be about the contract, about the situation. And now he could say, okay, guys, I'm not here to talk about my contract. Let's talk football. He could say that and attempt that. But I think we all know the underlying story and what's going on about this. And he made a statement yesterday. There's no doubt about it. And one quick note, everywhere I read, everything I see talks about the five sacks, which were phenomenal. Talks about the strip sacks and all that. To me, the entire tone of the game was set on the first play. Mm-hmm. First play of the game, when he knifes through and drops Derrick Henry for a three-yard loss, and then had three tackles for loss after that. So he wasn't just good in the pass rush. He was excellent against the run, too, and that just shows what a complete player he is.
I mean, you've been covering the NFL and individual teams for a long time, Howard. How do you think the Cardinals handle this situation right now? Do you think this is something they try to address sooner rather than later, or do they let this linger? I mean, this is an interesting spot for both parties to be in, I think.
No, you're 100% right, Vince. And so, but I go back to what I said earlier. You can go and say, okay, let's see if we can get something done, because I think I don't think the Cardinals want his contract to be the subject of the entire season.
Yeah.
We all know it was pretty much with Patrick Peterson last year. How many times was that talked about, written about his contract situation? He was open talking about it. So now Chandler's probably not going to be open talking about it, but it will still always be there unless you get it settled. But getting it settled comes up with something that makes sense.
Yeah.
For both sides. I saw something written that, they need to take, and this was said on Football Night in America last night, they need to take care of Chandler Jones like the Steelers took care of T.J. Watt. Well, T.J. Watt's 4 years younger than Chandler Jones. And are you going to give Chandler Jones $80 million guaranteed over 3 years after this season? I doubt that. So it's not an easy contract to accomplish given where he is in his career, as good as he is.
What did you see about Kyler Murray that looked different to you from what he was the last two seasons?
He seemed to be maybe a little bit more in control, Of course, the one interception, which he acknowledged afterwards, was just a decision he should not have made. But they came back from that. But I saw a lot of what Kyler Murray still is. But then when you heard the talk after the game about how on two of the touchdown passes, there were adjustments made that he did, and talking about how just more comfortable he is now in the overall offense, which it should be in your third year. He scrambled certainly a bunch of times, but maybe looked to pass a few more times in those situations rather than just run. He only ran five times. But, of course, the game situation dictated it too. When you have a 24-6 lead at halftime, then you can adjust the way you do things. And so, but I think overall he was accurate. I mean, man, everyone talked the touchdowns, the one to Kirk, where it looked like he was just throwing the ball up for grabs. And as you watched it, you say, what is that? And then you realize it was an adjustment, mm-hmm. It was a change, and Christian Kirk looked like Willie Mays in the World Series finding that ball and catching it. But he just knew he had that sense that Kirk was going to be open, and he knew what he was doing as soon as he threw it. So I think there's just a more general awareness of everything in the offense now that continues the growth that he is experiencing every game he plays.
Howard Balzer from the All Cardinals site on SI.com, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. On the flip side of it, Tennessee came in with expectations this year. A lot of people picked them to win the AFC South. They made the playoffs the last 2 years. That's a good football team that didn't look like a good football team yesterday. From what the Titans did, or maybe more to the point, didn't do, Howard, what surprised you the most?
Well, I just the way the Cardinals shut down Derrick Henry. He didn't look that explosive coming out of the box, but it is the first game. He didn't have a snap in the preseason, but the Cardinals didn't give him very much room to run, as we saw with 8 yards on 9 carries in the first half. And so when your bread and butter isn't working, then you start going, okay, what are we going to do? And then when you pass, here's Chandler Jones and Ryan Tannehill's face and causing turnovers and all those things. So the script was flipped, obviously, on the Titans. And again, once they got behind, I don't know that that's a team that's, even with Julio Jones, even with AJ Brown, I don't know that that's a team that is built for coming from behind.
Sure.
And so
yeah.
I think, all those things affected them. No question about it. And they were just dominated perhaps on an afternoon where they didn't expect the Cardinals to come in and do what they were able to do.
So what did you make of the inexperienced players on defense, whether we're talking about Marco Wilson or Isaiah Simmons or Zaven Collins? Because it looked like the damage that defensive line did sort of liberated the back end of that defense significantly yesterday.
No doubt. And that's always a key in football, and pro football especially. But yeah, they certainly look to have been doing what they were supposed to. Isaiah Simmons was moved around. I thought it was interesting to realize that Jordan Hicks had the dot on his helmet.
Yeah.
In terms of, so here we've been talking all offseason about calling the defense for Zaven Collins, and then we learned that Jordan Hicks was the guy doing it. So that's going to be interesting, talking to Cliff Kingsbury later today about that, and then Vance Joseph later in the week. But I think overall, generally, the young guys did a nice job. Rondale Moore wasn't tremendous, obviously, but the Murray spread the ball around, and of course had the big play there on that crazy scramble by Kyler. So I think the rookies certainly acquitted themselves well, and the younger guys, and you have to almost consider Simmons, quote, a younger guy, that he didn't play that much on defense last year, but obviously is expected to fill a much bigger role. And he did that. And Marco Wilson, he was competitive. I mean, he just got in there and battled. And that's what you like to see from younger players.
Howard, as always, thanks for the time. Great stuff. And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Howard.